Divers Sink is a weekly netcast where we talk about the world of scuba diving, fantastic diving opportunities, and some of the happenings in the underwater world. We also provide tips and discussions about scuba diving and get excited about upcoming dives and adventures. Learn how you can join us on our dives and become part of the program by following Divers Sink on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, or by visiting our website at www.diversink.com. Hello and welcome to Diver Sync, the netcast and podcast for scuba divers. My name's Rich Sinowick, and you are listening to the comeback episode of Diver Sync. And hopefully the background noise isn't too harsh. No, hopefully the microphone works. Ran into a whole lot of issues with what I'm trying to do to bring back the podcast. And I'm trying to make it work. I'm starting over. And 10 years ago, when I was doing this for the first time, it's very much like now. And I am doing it on video, and I'm doing it with using the technology I have available to me, and hopefully the time I have available to me to bring this back. Because so many of you who have listened to this over the past 500 episodes and have been badgering me through the last 2 years to bring it back, I'm here. And we're going to try to Phoenix this. We're going to try to bring it back. But I wanted to make it better than the previous 10 years. And the last couple of years that I have been doing this, there's been days where I've been struggling with my business, struggling with my family, struggling with the things that I've got going on, and looking at it from a standpoint of I really do want to have conversations with with you guys. The good news is a lot of you guys who have been listening to me over the years, I talk to on a regular basis, which is kind of nice. But where am I going to go with this? And I kind of had a epiphany when I was doing Zoom and saying, hey, now that we don't have to do Zoom all the time, what can I use this technology for? And the video is primarily going to be shot on Zoom as I dial in the way to do things. Now, the cool thing is what podcasting has done. I was thinking that I probably left podcasting for my brief break, which was going to be a couple of months, and then it was a couple of years. And over the past 2 years, lots of cool things have happened to me. Also, some very cool things have happened to the scuba industry. And most importantly, a lot of things have happened to the podcasting. Podcasting kind of exploded during 2020, and there's new microphones, there's new technology, there's new mixing boards, there's all sorts of new things that I really want to use. And kind of in the last month or so, I have been looking at what I can do to make this better. And so what's going to end up happening is a lot of this is going to be on YouTube. And YouTube tends to be one of the better platforms as far as what I can bring into it. There's video, there's audio, and then I can also do this podcast like this, where I'm using a video as a recorder, but I'm also recording it for audio. And we'll see what happens. I'm not really 100% happy with the quality of the microphone that I have, but what has happened over the past 2 years is the stuff that I had to do this podcast sat right here on my desk. And when it was sitting here on my desk, I don't know, coffee pop, 2 years of dust, it kind of fizzled out. And so when I look at what I needed to purchase, the technology has boomed. And I don't really know that much about it, and I'm learning as I go, just like I did before. But the good news is there's way more people out there doing podcasting, especially way more people out there doing scuba podcasting. Not that we're ever going to compete against each other. I mean, we can only get 40 minutes in a day out of you. But the idea behind what we've got is that technology now has exploded. And it's exploded in diving. It's exploded in podcasting, and exploded in the ways that we can communicate with people and get them excited about what we're doing. So I have a whole shitload of show notes right here in front of me. And the idea behind it is I didn't know really what I was going to do to bring it back because it's kind of nervous. It was a very comforting thing to be 500 episodes in. And I wanted to make sure that I left this as a podcast you could keep going back and looking at. Well, what's really cool is I've been adding the dimension of video to this. And with the invention of video to this, what's really cool is now I can actually show you guys what I was talking about all those years. And for the past 2 years, I've been shooting mostly stills. That's a bad thing now. I'll be shooting a lot more video so that I can share it with you. The other thing that I'm not really caring about is I'm not really caring about the quality. And I want it to be something that will eventually become something way beyond what most people are doing podcast-wise. But as long as it's not a lot of popping, a lot of noise, I'm not going to try to do the truck thing, but I'm going to try to do some live stuff. We can use Facebook Live. We can do that. So let's get into what's happened with me in the past 2 years. When I last talked to you guys on this podcast, I was in a bad place. My store was doing okay, but I was reaching the ending point of what I could handle emotionally as far as something had to give. And that podcast was an extra hour out of the day. It was an extra hour of sleep, and it was probably a time where the future was not really looking all that bright and shiny and sparkly. Trips were getting canceled. Financially, I was under a huge burden because I still had to pay for a lot of that stuff, or I still had to have that money sitting out there, and I still have a lot of money sitting out there waiting for the chance to use it on a trip. But over the past 2 years, so sometime around Christmas of 2020 was where everything kind of fell apart. And then I said, you know what, I've missed my first week. And that was devastating to me to be where I had gone 500 plus episodes and I'd not missed a week. The big shift happened when I stopped doing the Facebook Live on Tuesday nights, Talk Shoe Live on Tuesday nights, and I could actually adjust my schedule because a lot of people wanted Tuesday nights out of me. So when you look at it from that standpoint, that was kind of the first stumble. And then when I missed an episode, and it was because something emergency came up and I had to fix it, and that kind of thing stumbled again. So in 2021, when I was no longer doing this, and I imagined on the second week of 2021, that was it. We had just had another trip cancel. I had had another thing go wrong with what I was going to do. And my future was looking that it was going to be, when are we going to get this done? When are we going to be able to do this? And it turned out that if you throw money at a problem, you can usually fix it. And for a lot of things, I just basically said, I don't care what it's going to cost me. I've been waiting 2 years to do it. Tech 100 CCR instructor was one of the things that was into it. I became a factory level technician on the rebreather, on the Prism 2. And I started watching people doing these podcasts where the podcast was something that there was a lot of different avenues to take. And I liked my talk around the campfire kind of thing where you can get into my head. And I found that I didn't have that anymore. So this is more like a therapy for me where I can sit here and talk to you guys. And whether I have one person listening or I have 100 people listening, or if I'm just going to use this to kind of make a record for my kids later down the road, should something happen to me. But that's kind of what I'm bringing it back for. I'm starting over. And where it starts over is I want to kind of talk to you a lot about where I'm going to go for that. Some other new things for me. My kids are now 17. They're still diving. My wife and I are still together. I got a new dog around 2018. Rex is doing really good. We got another dog during COVID. Trixie is not my dog, and I don't want her to be my dog. But Shipwreck is still coming to the store every day I'm there and hanging out and greeting everybody like he's supposed to. We have some new things. We got another compressor down at the quarry. We've got a bunch of rental equipment. Scubacrap.com has just exploded. There's so many things coming in and out every day. And the dive shop itself is doing really good. Struggling a little bit with entry level. We didn't get a pool back after COVID. The local pool in Ann Arbor decided that it wasn't going to allow scuba diving anymore because of the way that their contract with swimming clubs had gone. So for the most part, we were kind of screwed with that. But we made it work. We're still doing the pool at the quarry, just like we were doing during 2020, and that makes a better diver out of it. And we're still, I'm still running the quarry, and everything's going good. We got a new floor at the end of 2021, or middle of 2021. We got a new floor in the dive shop. It's really spectacular. And when you, if you follow us on Instagram and on Facebook, and then you follow the YouTube, there's going to be some more messengers stuff. There's going to be some more Facebook Live. I'm still trying to get comfortable with the fact that I'm fat and old and don't look that great on video, but I'm here to try to entertain you for at least a half hour each week. I'm still going to try to do the weekly thing. I'm not sure if I'm going to end up doing the podcast every week on a certain day, or if I'm going to try to do the conversations that you have with podcasters who are out there doing the hot top podcast, is they go one day and they do five episodes or six episodes in one day. I think that that's going to be a little much for me, but being able to do the audio and the Zoom side video and that sort of thing would be cool. Another thing I want to do is, if you're a Patreon, which I opened up Patreon, and I have a scuba diver divers and sink Patreon thing. And the Divers Sync Patreon thing is kind of a way to look at the podcast as a dive shop. So many of you in the past have said, thanks for being my long distance dive shop. And it's because their dive shop doesn't do it, or they live in remote locations and they don't have the opportunity to get a hold of me. So the different levels of Patreon are basically... they go from $1 to $1,000, and yeah, you can sit there and giggle about $1,000, but $1,000 a month will give you access to me, and I get a lot more money than I used to teaching. My classes are a little bit more expensive now because people do pay a premium to have the ability to chat with me and talk to me and answer questions and that. Not that I have all the answers, but I do seem to have a way to find all the answers. So that's something that's there. So the Patreon is pretty darn cool. It goes from $1, which is just, hey man, you're helping me with $1, actually goes a long way, because it, just the Zoom and the things that I have to have, the subscriptions to get the website going, the subscriptions to be able to make this seamless on Spotify and YouTube, the subscriptions and the people that I have paid to be able to help me out with this, all of that, even $1 helps. The dive shop has done pretty well. And so the dive shop is now my sole sponsor. If you guys want to sponsor me, there's ways to do that through Patreon. There's also ways to do that through advertising. If you are part of a company that wants to have advertisers, that was kind of something that I had originally tried to figure out. But when... in 2010, when I originally started this bad boy, and came up with the idea of doing it, and Scuba Obsessed is still on the air, and they're still out there, and Darren was my big thing, big promoter to get me into this. But now but when I started it, I was originally hoping that I would have an advertiser, that I was hoping that I would have a sponsor, and that I was hoping that I could do some things like that to help promote diving as a general thing. And also the big thing I wanted was I wanted to be invited to local dives places. And the people that have local diving, I think, are the coolest people out there. And my phone, this is the part of video. I mean, you can't sit here and do that. I should have set it aside. But as I try to do this, my whole goal is to do this in the morning. And when everybody's done, and I don't have to do that, but my phone starts blowing up real early. And so anyway, the whole idea behind the video podcast, or behind the podcast originally, was to interview people and help them promote their dive shop. I'm going to be doing interviews with this. And the cool thing is, this whole Zoom thing has been spectacular with our being able to do interviews. It was great during COVID to be able to bring in guest speakers to our meetings and that. But part of the Patreon is if you want to be part of the live performance where you can actually be someone I interview or someone in the background that's just listening in on the meeting, Zoom is a way to do that pretty seamlessly, and as long as I have really good technology behind it. The other thing that's really cool is we're going to be doing some Facebook question and answers. There's going to be Facebook groups. So if you're on Facebook, there's a couple of, you may know that in my dive shop, I have different levels of groups within the dive shop. I have people who just come diving, and I have people who are my gold stars, which are the best customers that I have, and the people who are very active in diving. And then I have people who are beyond that. They're the people who are my staff. They're people who have taken IDC from me. And we try to keep everybody who has helped with our dive center become part of this program and part of my programs to be able to get people excited about diving. And where you look at it from a standpoint of that sort of thing, my podcast is largely, or has been largely pushed by the questions that you guys have sent me, questions and comments and things that I've read on the internet and that sort of thing. And that's the same thing with my groups in the dive shop. And so my Patreon side of things is I want you guys to be able to the high-end Patreons, there's some really cool things there, to be able to get into access to me through the groups, through a Diver Sync group. And I'm really going to be focusing on treating the people of this podcast who support the podcast the same way I treat my customers in the store. In fact, there's some things that you'll have better access to than most podcasters just simply because I want you to be our customer. And so I've kind of moved away from, I still want to promote your dive center. So if you have a dive center and you have a local dive, I mean, I travel all over the country, and being able to add a day to either side to be able to go diving with you would just be spectacular. But it's got to, but at the very least, just tell me about it. Let's sit down and have a podcast about the interview and about the process and about that sort of thing. But Patreon can be found if you type Divers Sync, Netcasts and Podcasts for Scuba Divers in the Patreon search engine. It shows you what's going on. There is some content there. There's a lot more bloopers in there because I was using it to help fix the technology. This is another one. This one's not going to be a blooper. This might be great. If this is not your thing, what you're seeing, please come back and give me a better another shot. Click the subscribe button for you guys on YouTube, and make sure that you subscribe through Spotify or iTunes. I mean, I am been working with a lot of people to help me get better technology and not try to snippet this whole thing together. But over the course of what I want to do and what I want to commit to do is I want to be able to edit these as we go. So my goal is not is to get something out there. I want to have something out here in front of you so that we can talk about it. We can do the things that we can chat about it. You guys can come up with opinions. You can say, this is great. Hey man, I think that this is bad. Your sound quality is not as good as it is. My microphones are not as good as they are. I'm thinking a little tinny, but I've got to order some new technology to be able to do that and get some more stuff in there. But what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to build a platform where I have a podcast like this. You can see me talking, you can see me on the video, you can listen to me if you're not in the podcast and still get a lot out of it. But at the most part is I will now start shooting a lot more video, and the video quality I'm not going to worry about anymore. I was really struggling with trying to make this as professional as it can in the world of TikTok and the world of I have a TikTok channel too. It's an embarrassment, but I've got a TikTok channel for Diver Sync as well. But as I go through that and we find these little snippets, I'm finding that that's a really cool platform to be using these snippets. So like I might have been shooting on my camera. I might have been shooting all stills, and then I see something that says, wow, that'll make a really good video. And I shoot the video and it makes a really good video, but it's only 15 seconds long. Well, now there's platforms out there to listen and show the 15 seconds long. If you guys have been following me through this whole pre-announcement thing and getting people excited about diving, about the new Diver Sync podcast, if you've been excited about that, you've seen that I went and I said, wow, shoot, I want to learn a little bit more about video editing. So I bought a video editor and learned how to use it. And then I was like, one day, I was like, man, this is gonna be a really cool. I did a couple really neat little Instagram reels, and I did some reels on Zoom or on TikTok. And then I tried a bunch of other things along those lines. And then suddenly I was wondering, I don't know, you guys can't hear this. We'll have to see that. My computers, it's all new to me to be able to have all these sounds and things like that come up. But where I was going with it is I was sitting down and I was like, hey, I'm going to shoot this little thing. Let's go ahead and look for video. And then I found a bunch of video and I was like, well, I got a bunch of shipwreck video. That'd be cool. Let's just edit this together and see if setting it to music was something. And I looked and I set it to music and I went, gosh, this would be awesome if I could voice over it. And then I got an epiphany and I said, you know what? I already voiced over it. Let's go ahead and find the episode that I was talking about after I did this dive. So there's two samples in the YouTube page that are kind of where I'm going to go with this, if everything goes right, is I'm going to continue to snippet older episodes to give you guys an opportunity who are brand new people, maybe not listened to this podcast before, go back and listen to it. It's not very much. It's more of a sit down behind around a campfire kind of thing. It's still going to be a sit down around a campfire kind of thing, but I want to make it where if I can, I can snip it in the video. And here, the technology's not there yet, but I know the technology exists. So using YouTube, there's some issues with video. I could probably, I've been teaching with Zoom. I'm sorry, with Zoom, there's issues with video. I've been teaching with Zoom, so I know these issues. I can't really play a video over Zoom and have it work with the bandwidth. But I can use slideshows and I can use that. So what you're going to see in the future is you might see me sitting here with a PowerPoint presentation, talking over pictures, and then later down the road it might be edited to have a talk over with video. But at the very least, what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to have a companion series where there'll be video to go along with the podcast. The podcast will be primarily audio. It'll still be what you've been used to for the last decade. But what I'm trying to do is make it just a touch better, make it just a touch exciting. Maybe, hopefully, you guys see the transformation of me as I do a weight loss or whatever, or the transformation of me as I get fatter and not as healthy. Who knows? But the best way to make this podcast better is to comment, to subscribe, to tell me what you'd like me to talk about. I want to get back into a program that has specifics where we talk about a destination, a dive I've done, where we talk about a piece of equipment that has come out. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today because I just got back from someplace that was excellent. But then I want to have the opportunity by offering subscribers an opportunity to chat through new technology. Facebook Live allows me to have chats. Not sure how that's going to work. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to set up little groups, some smaller groups of people who really do want to be part of the idea behind this and help me make this make this do what I want to do, want it to do. Now, for the past 7 years, you guys have known I wanted to do a video podcast, and now I'm able to. The technology has allowed me to do a better job of this, but it's not quite where I want it to be yet. And so I'll be offering different opportunities. If something is working, great. If something's not, great. Just let me know. And if something doesn't work for you, but something else does, follow the stuff that does. If the audio podcast that you got me through Spotify and you're listening to this, or you've got me through one of your it's going to be the same thing. You can go to diversync.com. You can download past episodes. We're working on a new platform as far as how the podcast will sync up with the website. Excuse me. But the idea is that I'm going to continue moving forward. I need to get this done prior to we getting into a busy season, and I want to get to a point where I can just sit down and start. It took me good solid 5 hours today to get to this point, but it's only because little background edits didn't quite work. This microphone didn't come with directions. The video on the podcast side of things, I wasn't real happy with. That was something that we'll set back and do. But for the most part, we're going to do a half hour program here, and we're going to talk about that. But I'm also going to do more programs. So if this half hour I can't exactly talk about what I'm going to do, then here it goes. So that's what the podcast is going to be. So let's talk a little bit before we get to the end of the program about where I was last week. I am a dealer for the entire network of Huish Outdoors, and that is Oceanic, Hollis, Hollis Rebreather, Bear Wetsuits, Ziegel BCDs, and Suunto Dive Computers. And the Huish Outdoors family, which is the parent company, their conglomerate, invited dealers to come out to a all-inclusive resort to in Cabo San Lucas to do a day of diving and then do a couple days of seminars all about their program. And they introduced some really cool new products. And one of the new products that they introduced was a camera housing for the iPhone. And it goes all along with Oceanic Plus. And Oceanic Plus is something that Oceanic's been working on for about 2 years now. And what they did was partner with Apple to put a dive computer application into their newest smartwatch, into the newest Apple Watch. I am not an Apple guy, okay? Seriously, I'm Samsung. I don't do anything Apple. I used to be a Macintosh user decades and decades ago. But I understand that the idea behind it was to get an application and a piece of hardware on a person's wrist that they could go, hey, you know what? My new watch, my Apple Watch Ultra, I don't know exactly what it's called. But the idea is that I can get this watch and it's a snorkeling dive bottom timer. And then they put an application where there's a subscription for it, but the application for the subscription is relatively cheap and you can make it into a dive computer. Well, that this camera, you can put that dive computer on your phone, but you can also take your phone underwater and you can use the camera underwater and you can use, I mean, arguably the iPhone 16, I think they're on now, is arguably one of the best camera systems on the market today. And you can take that entire thing underwater. So I'm going to be a dealer. It's going to be out in June. And when I get it, we'll talk about it. If you want to talk about one of those things, the smartphone type housing, we are a dealer for Sea Life, and we've had that one in our store all of Christmas. So that has worked out really good. But it's not anywhere near the technology that this Apple one. They didn't do anything half-assed here. There's going to be a new, they announced a new titanium first stage from Atomic, which is going to be cool. They announced a new dry suit and a dry suit program. But I went to Cabo San Lucas because I've never been to Cabo San Lucas and I've heard good things about it. And the diving was, the best way to describe the diving was that it was a summertime quarry dive with really cool fish. That's what the guys from the Midwest people were all in the first boat. I'm going to the tropics, right? So I brought a 4.3 from Hollis. I brought the 4.3 Neotech. And on the second dive, I was cold. I wasn't freezing, but it was colder than what I like to be. And the visibility was about 20 foot, but there were puffer fish and there were guitar fish and we saw a squadron of Mobius rays. And the rocks and just the boat ride would have made it worth it. The thing that I can tell you that I came back is as we were walking to our room on Tuesday, we got in there Tuesday morning or Monday evening. We got there Monday evening. As the concierge the bellhop was walking us to our room, I was just staring at the ocean, and it's the Pacific Ocean, right? So that's something relatively new to me. I've not honestly been in the Pacific Ocean as often at times as I've wanted to. And the Pacific I looked out at the Pacific and I said, I bet that was a whale spout. And my wife's like, nah. But it turns out up and down in front of this hotel, you could sit and eat lunch and count all the whales breaching and all the tails being flopped and all the boats out there with the whales. That was really cool. That was worth the price of admission right there. But they didn't do anything half-assed. The place was spectacular. The food was amazing. It was the first time I'd been into an all-inclusive that included anything on the menu. And that was bizarre because I'm trying to cut back on how much I eat. But it was really difficult. And I don't think I would ever have picked that place because we went out front snorkeling to make sure our wetsuits were going to be warm enough. And the snorkeling was spectacular. and lots of really cool fish that we're just not used to seeing. And we went out a little bit past the rocks and the reef to make the lifeguards a little uncomfortable. He swam out and said, "Hey, can you come back in?" And I'm like, "Okay, yeah, we're gonna have more time fun coming back in than you are." But that's kind of where that was at. But I would like to do a trip down there where the water temperature is just a touch warmer, or where we go with a group that understands dry suit diving. In talking to a lot of the people that were down there, the spot that we were at was a unbelievable resort, but both north and south there were better divers and better diving. So that was something that's there. So that's what I just got back from. I've got a lot to talk about more. I'm kind of limiting these because of the whole newishness of the Facebook algorithm and the newishness of the YouTube algorithms to me. I kind of want to cut this down a little bit and make sure that they don't go much more than 30 minutes. But we're going to talk a little bit more about this. So I am going to wrap up by saying welcome to the program if you're new. Thank you for welcoming me back if you're not. I'd love to hear you in the comments. I'd love to hear you talk about what you're doing in the program below. If you want stuff to be added, best way to do it is to tell me, and you can do that through a lot of different ways. If you want to support the podcast, I really do appreciate it if you'd go in and I'll make it worthwhile in your Patreon. And if you're not getting what you think you're supposed to be getting out of Patreon, let's talk about it. If there's something that you would a tier that we could do better, and also support my dive center. We are at our sponsor, my dive center, is Divers Incorporated. We can be found at diversinc.com, or you can find us on a diverswebstore.com, which is our store. You can go both ways, and hopefully we do what we want. I can do what I want you to do, and then that we can all together build this back to what it was 2 years ago. So until next time, and until I figure this all out, we'll see ya. Divers Sync is a cooperation between Divers Incorporated and Divers Media Group. You can download archived past editions worldwide over the internet at diversinc.com. If you wish to support Divers Sync financially, you can find us on Patreon for bonus content, announcements of live performances, product giveaways, and other opportunities to be part of the program. Help us promote our netcast by telling your friends and dive buddies to subscribe to Divers Sync on YouTube and Spotify. The opinions that you hear on Divers Sync are not necessarily those of any station, website, network, or advertiser. These netcasts are not intended to substitute for professional diver training. Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be attempted without the proper instructions, supervision, and training. Have any questions or comments? We'd love to hear from you. We are on Facebook and Instagram for messages, or you can email us via our website at diversinc.com.